Welcome to Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.
Well, since we're making confessions, I'll make one. I was a little shocked and surprised that Brother Sonny came over and asked Brother Jess and I if we would fill the stand this afternoon, and that was a shock and a surprise. And then Brother Don comes in, and I turned around and looked at him and realized that Brother Don was here, and I thought, well, I'll just send some ESP over to Brother Sonny, and he can preach Brother Jess and Brother Don. So he comes over, and I thought, looky there, it worked. Still didn't get out of the barrel, so. I hope you will pray. I have a few thoughts on my mind. The Lord would deliver us this afternoon. I want to read to you from John, and then we hope to turn to Isaiah. First, I want to read to you what the Lord says over here in chapter 8. Maybe I'll start by this. A lot of you know that we're trying to do some remodeling out at Sardis. We're remodeling the sanctuary, and this subject's been on my mind. It makes sense to me. It may not make any sense to you, but we've been dealing with how to light the sanctuary. And last weekend, I called a lighting expert and that I've known for a while, and I asked him what he thought, and described our sanctuary and everything and what we were doing. And one of the comments he made with me stuck with me, and I shared it with Brother Jess today, and we both just got this huge grin on our face. We was up on the scaffold, and the thing that he told me was, he said, the higher you get the light, the more light is dispersed. Just a thought. John chapter 8, Lord says, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I'm convinced sometimes that God's children would rather walk in darkness than walk in light. Paul tells us, as he told the church at Corinth, one of the churches, and when he says, ye are of the light, ye are not in darkness. I'll make another confession. Sometimes I'm drawn to the darkness more than I am to the light, and that's on me. If we would, I told Brother Jess today, if I could keep that thought in my mind, the higher I put the light of life, the more light I'm going to have in my life. It's not about me, you understand. It's about how I perceive my Lord and where I place Him. You know, He tells us, you're the light of the world. You know, let your light shine. We've heard that how many times? Well, am I carrying my light down here where it's not shedding much light out to everyone else? Or am I holding it just as high as I can hold it? Am I raising my Lord and Savior up? Or is He just there when you need Him? I fail in that. But I'm telling you, I'm going to read some woes to you here in a minute over in Isaiah. And I'm going to tell you why the woes are before we get there. They would rather live in darkness than in the light. The Lord says, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me. Did you catch that? He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Well, there's a requirement there, isn't there? There's a requirement of following. If you want to walk in that light and not have darkness in your life, you got to do something on your own. He's there. He is the light. All you got to do is follow. It's easy to say it, isn't it? It's real easy to say it. The best of men have trouble following. The best of men. Turn to Isaiah 5. I told the church at Sardis a couple of weeks ago that, still over here in Isaiah 5, I told them a couple of weeks ago and read through some of these. I won't bore you with that. We're going to start where I finished over there. But this book, this prophecy right now in Isaiah, especially here in chapter 5, is about as up to date as it can get in our society today. You want to read about our society today? You want to read about what's going on in the world today? Read Isaiah chapter 5. We're going to start with the 20th verse. He says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." I'm telling you, all you got to do is look around. "That put darkness for light." Darkness for light. If I could convince you that it was dark in here, this pretty well lit church building, love it. I can see real good. But if I could convince you that it was dark in here, how upside down would that be? Did you know that's what's happening?
That's right.
I'm telling you, that's what's happening. Today in the United States of America, that is exactly what's happening. And then turn around and try to convince you that the light is dark. "That put darkness for light, and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes." Now, I'm going to stop right there for just a second so y'all don't... I know y'all are just like me. You're sitting there thinking, yeah, he's talking about all them others. No, I'm talking about us, dear brother and sister. I'm talking about us. See, that's where we get in trouble when we start thinking that the word being preached, well, he's talking about them on the outside. No. Talking about you and me. "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Wise in their own eyes. You know, I'll share this with you. In the construction business, unfortunately, I think in America today, the construction business is probably one of the worst fields that you can be in. It may be because I'm in it. But I'm telling you, all the craftsmen are gone. All the tradesmen are gone. People who care are gone. They're far and few in between. And I said that to tell you this. Because I'm respected on my job site, I could convince some of these people that are on that job site just about of anything I wanted to. If I had a mind to, I could convince them. And I could set myself up to be so wise and so much wiser than them I'm headed for a fall. Our Lord is all wise, all knowing. And I'm telling you, pray for one another that every day we'll take that light and we'll hold it up as high as we can. And the higher we'll lift the Lord up, the more light we'll have in our life. You know, I just can't get over that. Because I find myself not doing that. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. And that's not the end of the sentence. Which justify the wicked for reward. That's not happening here, is it? Not in our country. Not in this wonderful land that we live in. We're not justifying the wicked for reward. And take away the righteousness of the righteous for him. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we, this lovely band of people right here in Harmony Church this afternoon, I'm thankful that we live in an area where it's not quite as bad.
Amen.
Thankful for it. But I guess the reason this prophecy from Isaiah means so much to me is because it can happen right here. And I hate to say it is happening in places just like this. It could be right around the corner for you and I. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness and their blossoms shall go up as dust. Here's why. Here's the reason for all the woes. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. There's your reason. I'm thankful that I'm grounded enough in the truth of God's word that I won't listen to the watered-down version of what some call the gospel. I'm thankful for that. And if we want to spread the truth, it'll take you and I putting the light just as high as we can. You know, I don't mean that physically. I mean that mentally and spiritually. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? And when you do that, I believe it'll be easier to spread the truth of God's Word. And then maybe we can bring the laws of God back to this nation on which it was founded. Maybe then people will understand. He is the light of the world. And in Him there is no darkness, by the way. So you can't mix it. Maybe y'all don't need to hear the woes and the prophecies of Isaiah, but I find myself, and this is God's people He's talking to, by the way. I find myself sometimes wondering just how dark it's going to get. And then I go, I'm in it. I've not done my part. Lord God Almighty did everything that is required for His children to live with Him in eternity. We all know that. There are requirements for us today. But isn't it comforting to know that all we... Here's the guidebook. Here's the truth. And isn't it comforting to know that all we have to do is follow Him. And we'll walk in the light. At least we have a standard. We may not always rise up to that and meet that standard, but we know where in the path lies, don't we? When you get in the dark, you know how to get back into the light. I hope that we wouldn't travel so far into darkness that we couldn't get back to the light. As a nation, as a body of people, and as individuals, I thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you for visiting Harmony Primitive Baptist Church.